100.7 WHUD. Friday, Mike and Casey, the time, 8:45.
Maybe you saw The Untouchables, Bull Durham, Field of Dreams, Dances with Wolves, JFK, Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, The Bodyguard, Hatfields and McCoys. Yeah, Kevin Costner. And he's been writing music while he's been sitting on those movie sets. And 12 years ago, he formed his group, Kevin Costner and Modern West. And he's returning to Ridgefield Playhouse this Monday night with the group.
I didn't start out wanting to make records or even to tour, but I just wanted to play music wherever I was making a movie. I found sometimes I would be there 2 months, 3 months, and the only thing that was really happening was like the autograph or the selfie, and that gets old as anybody might imagine. But I thought if I could play in a club for a couple hours, the people that felt like they wanted to come and felt like they knew me would probably know me much better after a night like that than just having a camera that does or doesn't work at that moment. And so the reality was, if I could make original songs, because I didn't really want to play covers, I thought, you know, I'll do original music. And that's what's really taken this band around the world. The band that didn't know what it had in mind has played all over the world and made 5 records now. It could be much, much bigger. We're asked to play 200 times a year. You know, I can't do that given what my life is, given the other things that I do. I know the band wishes I could, but it's a nice evening. We talk, most of the songs you'll hear were written on the sets of the movies that maybe you saw.
Well, that's interesting. So you have a story that links the particular song that you wrote to a particular movie you were filming at the time.
Most of them were written on the sets, exactly.
Yeah, there's a lot of downtime. People don't realize you sit around a lot in your trailer or in your chair. You do have plenty of time to ruminate about a song and a message or lyrics or whatever, right?
Yeah, and the band comes, and so we're hanging out and we're playing on the set. You know, most good things happen when you're relaxed, when you're not having to get it done. And we never write songs when we're on tour. For instance, we'll be out about 10 days, and we won't write one song. I'm almost positive, because we never do. But I write screenplays when I'm on the road with the music. It seems like one allows me to do the other. And we work at it. We work at the music. So we're not a jam band. Our songs are really disciplined. They come from somewhere. We'll talk about that. I don't really separate the music from the movies. I don't get up there and it's not my moment where I ask everybody to suspend their belief that I have another life and take my music seriously. It's all a part of the same thing.
So do you have a favorite movie, or are you like most actors who have told me that, you know, it's like having kids, you don't have one favorite among the group?
Yeah, when you make enough movies, it's hard to drill down. I mean, there are movies that you like. I mean, I love my sports movies and the Western movies, but then I can't eliminate, you know, stuff like Waterworld, and I can't eliminate JFK and Black or White, a movie I did. You know, I like what I do, and I realize that it's not brain surgery. I realize that it's not the most important thing, but when I work at it, the one thing I actually understand is that if you catch lightning in a bottle, you can create a movie that has moments and images that people that see it never forget the rest of their life.
And my favorite, and I went to see it knowing it was a baseball-themed movie, but was Field of Dreams. I didn't know what the storyline was, and I got to the end of the movie, and my dad had died when I was 6 in a car accident. And when you turn to your father in the movie and say, "Dad, do you want to have a catch?" Like you say, it's a moment that I'll never forget.
Yeah, I tell you, that's a great story. I'm glad you told me that. That story, not to the exclusion of women, but, you know, it has broken men in half in that way, but in a way that kind of, you know, I mean, it is, you know, so much of life is about things that go unsaid between fathers and sons. And I like to think of that movie kind of as our generation's It's a Wonderful Life.
Just explain to people again why they should come see you at Ridgefield and what they're going to get when they sit down in that beautiful, intimate theater.
Well, listen, I really love to play for people, and people who want an evening of original music, that's what we're really about. And I think, you know, I write about my life. I write about sometimes age appropriate, and sometimes I write about what it was like when we're in the 5th grade. I like to think that my life mirrors other people's besides the obvious difference of fame. We're all looking for something different. We're looking for something fresh in our life, and I think we'll be a fresh experience. And we are going to play loud, and we're going to play till we're done. We're going to make a memory for ourselves. So, you know, I would love to see the place full if that can happen, and we're going to play. So that's what we do. That's what I love to do, is exchange and turn it into a living room. We'll just all be together.
Gonna play loud until he's done.
We'll all be together in the living room. There you go.
Want to be in the living room with Kevin Costner? The living room known as Ridgefield Playhouse. Monday night, 8 o'clock. Two tickets for caller 7. Oh. Tin Cup.
Oh, there's another one. I mean, you can almost not run out. His Wikipedia bio, 15 pages, and they didn't even list all his movies. They just highlighted some of them.
And he said Waterworld was a favorite, although
still
not
is.
A critical
Not
acclaim.
A critical or a successful dollar-wise, but yeah, he still loves Waterworld and what it stood for. And I think as time has gone on, people have appreciated it more. Maybe it was a little ahead of its time.
Or yeah. Maybe, you know.
The thinking wasn't right there then, but he thought about it and created a movie called Waterworld. Anyway, he's had such a great career. And to see him perform music, I mean, you know, I can't wait. Hopefully call number 7 can't wait either. Let's do this. 1-877-274-9483. Kevin Costner and Modern West at Ridgefield Playhouse Monday night on a return appearance. Hopefully you'll be there. Call number 7. Good luck.